The public is being asked to break the silence and, in a form of solidarity and public expression, show support, compassion, and concern for the nation's children, those children victims of abuse.
One of the big problems with sexual molestation of children in particular, perpetrators look and act like ordinary persons. For a long time, we focused on stranger danger, and you know, the thinking was that these are sort of devious-looking men who are going to attack your children. But they're just ordinary men.
Too many of our children are screaming. But as Dr. Patterson mentioned, it's a silent scream.
Psychologist Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson, Pastor Barrington Brennan, and other members of the Child Protection Council are calling on Bahamians to attend tonight's candlelight vigil in Rawson Square. They're hoping that the actions of thousands of residents will speak louder than words at this one time, that any form of child abuse is wrong and will not be tolerated.
Many times, perpetrators are not caught, so they may not have a record.
The problem is further compounded by the fact that for those offenders convicted, there is no specialized counseling.
Something that mental health professionals have been asking for a very long time. So the majority of sex offenders that go to prison do not get intervention. We have to educate our children so that they can tell us. And as an adult, if you have a friend, for example, who you know loves to watch child porn, or you have a partner who, you know, wants you to dress up in children's clothes while you all are being intimate, those are like warning signs. But the reality also is the majority of sex offenders do not go to prison.
The public is being asked to help change this, and in so doing, bring justice to our children. Carla Palmer, ZNS News.